نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقد قال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over the receivers last week also we had a nikah and I was discussing certain issues In the 15-20 minutes, you cannot really discuss every aspect of nikah. And we have another nikah, we had another nikah just a few moments ago. So when there is a qazi, so the qazi should be performing the nikah too and giving the bayan also at the nikah. But if the qazi sahab tells someone else that you go ahead, then we have to go ahead. Qazi in referring to the judge, Muslim qazi. Nevertheless, So in the ayat which are recited in the khutbah of nikah, by now you and I have heard these ayat and these verses so many times that we may have memorized and by-hearted it. There are many verses of the Quran Sharif or many surahs of the Quran Sharif or ayat of the Quran Sharif which people by heart and memorize by listening to the imam reciting them in the salat. Every imam has certain favorite surahs which he recites in the Fajr Salat, Maghrib Salat, Isha Salat. And the Muqtadis, those who are in the congregation, many a times they memorize and by heart that by just listening to the Imam. So if the Imam is reciting it incorrectly, they too will memorize it incorrectly. That happens many a times. That the Imam is reciting it incorrectly, so then the Muqtadis, they also memorize it incorrectly. Nevertheless, these ayat also and these verses which we are reciting in the khutbah of nikah, we have heard so many times that more or less everyone who listens to it has by-hearted it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose these verses of all the thousands of verses of the Quran Sharif, he chose these verses. Now imagine the Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatest after Allah ta'ala, the one upon whom the Quran Sharif was being revealed, He chooses these verses for nikah. So there must be a very important lesson. Or there may be many, many reasons why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose these verses. Now again, the bayan on these verses too, you have heard many, many times. The first one which we recite, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum allazi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that verse informs us I'm just giving you the gist, the explanation, not a translation and exact meaning. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that first He created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That was Hazrat first human being. There were angels created before Him, but the first human being was Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who believe in Darwin's theory, we say good luck to them. If somebody is quite happy that his grandfather was an ape and a monkey, then why should we argue and fight with such kind of people? Hazrat Mujaddidi Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi says that if somebody is arguing with you, and he says, no, I believe in Darwin's theory. Our great-great-grandparents and ancestors were apes. So why argue with them? Say, we're quite happy. If you are happy that your grandfather was an ape, then we're quite happy with it. Each one knows his own progeny and his own ancestors. As far as we are concerned, we are the sons and great-grandsons of Hazrat Adam Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Allah Ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and then Hazrat Hawa from his rib. Now here again, it's a hadith of Muslim Sharif. Those people who use their intellect only, so they must read what Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi has to say about those who only use their intellect. But there's no time to go into all those details. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the rib of Hazrat, the hadith Sharif talks about the rib from which Hazrat Hawa was created. But, up till now, no person, because of the crookedness of the rib, he has gone to the surgery or to a surgeon and told the surgeon that, look, I've got a crooked rib, so I want you to straighten it up. Nobody has done that up till today. That because he's got a crooked rib, so he goes there and he says, I want to have it straightened up. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Hazrat Hawa of the rib, it doesn't mean that now that she is so crooked that the person must punish her, beat her up, abuse her. Created of the left rib, now that means it is close to the heart. So the wife must be kept close to the heart. And just as we live a normal life with our crooked rib, in the same way we must live a normal life with our wives. Doesn't mean that crookedness is that now there is no khair in her. We misunderstand a lot of things. The translations which are now available of the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, they are a great asset. They are a great ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala has made things easy, but at the same time it has created great problems also. And the problem is this, that every person picks up a Bukhari Sharif, picks up a Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif translation, and then he becomes an authority. Whereas he sometimes doesn't even know one word of the Arabic language, but he's just looking at the translation and now he wants to undertake an operation. If a person has to just look at some text, scientific text, medical text, and after that go and undertake an operation, what would we think of it? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created of the left of the rib. So in this verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informs us that we are created of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Hazrat Hawa was created as a mate and as a partner, as a wife for Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Of humankind, Allah ta'ala created her. Because he was supposed to be one who gives him comfort, sukoon. Allah ta'ala himself says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. If a person is not finding sukoon, he's not finding peace, he's not finding tranquility in his home, then there is something seriously wrong. If there's no mawaddat and muhabbat, if there's no love and no mercy in the heart of the husband for the wife or the wife for the husband, then there is something seriously wrong. Millions of people who obeyed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they found tranquility, they found peace, they found sukoon. So if we are not finding it, then we must search, where are we going wrong? Sometimes it is in the life of the husband that things are going wrong. Now this is another issue that I have discussed in one of my majlis and programs, that we always question, then why must the wife suffer? And if the wife is wrong, why must the husband suffer? But this is a world, it is not a world of full reward and full punishment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this world, when the sun shines, it shines on the heads of everyone. And it gives warmth to the whole world. And people benefit from the sunshine, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. The waters of the ocean, Allah ta'ala cannot say that it will only allow the ships and the boats of the believers to ply and sail. And all those who are disbelievers, the moment they put the ship on the ocean, it is going to sink. If that was the case, who would have been left a disbeliever? Everyone would have believed. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system that in this world, it is neither a world of complete reward nor complete punishment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to the believers also in this world and gives to the disbelievers too. He punishes the believers also and punishes the disbelievers too, but to a certain extent. And after that, the hereafter is where people will be separated. The believers from the disbelievers, the good from the bad. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, now separate, O you mujrimun. The sinful ones, the disbelievers, the evil ones, they will be separated. There will be no such thing that now they will be enjoying the ni'mats and the bounties and the rahmat and mercy of Allah ta'ala as they were enjoying in the world, joining with those people who were good. There must have been some reason why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he spent a whole night reading this verse, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, and tearing all the time. That on the day of Qiyamah, Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, the same verse. So this world is neither a world of total punishment nor a world of total reward. It is difficult. How are you going to separate? When a person is arrested and he is put into prison for life, he has got 6 children, he's got old parents, but he committed murder, deliberate murder, and now he is put into prison for life, or he's executed in those countries where still there's execution. Now we haven't heard that the judge says, well, all those who've got children, all those who've got wives, all those who've got old parents, then even if you commit murder, you commit any kind of crime, then we are not going to punish you because they are going to suffer. It doesn't happen in this world. They will be suffering, but they will be rewarded. Now those wives will be rewarded, those children will be rewarded, those parents will be rewarded for the sabr and the patience that they exercise. In the same way, if a husband is going haywire, if the husband is going astray, the husband is indulging in adultery, the husband is indulging in watching all the filth on the television screen, the husband is stealing, the husband is committing fraud, he's doing a lot of evil actions. So if the azab is coming, then the wife will suffer, unfortunately, in this world. She has to suffer. The children will suffer. In the akhirah, they will get their rewards. So if somebody is not finding sukoon, is not finding peace, is not finding happiness, is not finding that affection and that love in the heart of his wife for him, or the wife is not finding it in the heart of the husband for her, then somebody is going wrong. Somebody is seriously wrong. If not, the Quran's verse cannot be wrong. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got a system. So this is what the Quran Sharif informs us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Hazrat Hawa as a mate, as a partner. As far as a'mal and actions are concerned, they are equal. If they make namaz, ibadat, zikr, tilawat, they can even excel. They can go higher than the male counterparts. But as far as marriage is concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made the husband the head of the household. He is going to be the one who is going to earn and provide, and the wife is going to give him that love and affection which he deserves. But if we have reversed the roles, then again we must blame ourselves. We have reversed the roles. I mentioned before also that it is so heartbreaking and sad the way we treat our wives, and we talk so much about rights of wives. The Western world talks about wives' rights, rights of women, rights of women. The whole world is talking about the women's rights. One person was saying, why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it so difficult that we must lower our gazes? There are so many women in the world and they're all walking around naked and semi-naked, and we are being told they must lower our gazes. So there are many replies that different people have given. I said, in these days, what you must explain, he says that somebody was asking him, he wants to know now. I said, these days people understand women's rights. That's all they understand. But they don't know who gave rights to women and what are their rights. So one of the rights of the wife is that the husband must love her. Husband must show affection, compassion, care, mercy. Now if he is going to cast lustful glances here and there everywhere, then the love of that wife will go out of his heart. So it is affecting the right of the wife. That same woman's right which we are talking about all the time, it's affecting that woman's right. Therefore we are saying lower your gaze. They won't understand Quran and Hadith and all that. Tell them it's affecting women's rights. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he wants that every person who is married must enjoy this sukoon. He must enjoy this compassion, love, care, sharing. If it is lost, as I said, then we must check. Last week I think I recited that little poetry of Hazrat Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawood Barakatuhum, but it is beautiful. نگاہ اقربا بدلے مزاج دوستاں بدلا نگاہ اقربا بدلے مزاج دوستاں بدلا نظر ایک ان کی کیا بدلے کہ کل سارا جہاں بدلا. The meaning of which and gist of which is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he puts love into the hearts of the husbands for the wife, wife for the husband, parents for the children, children for the parents, brothers and sisters. Allah Ta'ala puts that love. But when we are going to be disobedient to that Allah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make them turn against us. Those very people will turn against us. The children will no more be the coolness of our eyes. They will become a headache, a problem. People do not know how to solve that problem anymore. Children have become disobedient, disrespectful. So much of complaints about children. But how obedient are we to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So nigahe aqriba badli, even the family members, the relatives, they too turn against us. Friends, they take a different route. The murids, they leave the shaykh and go away. The shaykh leaves the murid and goes away. Ustads and teachers forget about the students, and the students become enemies of the teachers. How many colleges, universities, don't we hear of what is happening? So all this hatred is put into the hearts because of the disobedience to that one Allah. One Allah wala, he says that whenever I was disobedient to my Allah, even the horse which I used to ride, and the horse used to give me a comfortable ride, but the moment I was disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, the horse also became disobedient. So marriage is a partnership. Therefore in this verse Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala goes further, and after this says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Of course Allah Ta'ala talks about how from this one pair, then multitudes of people were scattered around the world. But then the most important thing there is, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Fear that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Have fear for that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in whose name you ask for your rights. All of us ask for our rights, and especially when it comes to husband and wife, then the husbands are demanding, this is my right, this is my right. The wives are demanding their rights. Others are demanding, everyone is demanding his right. And in that right, the Muslim, whenever it suits him, then he will say, in the name of Allah. When it doesn't suit him, then he's not going to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. Then he's not going to talk about Quran and Sunnah and Sharia. But when it suits him, then he will say, doesn't the Quran say this? Doesn't the Sharia say this? Well, at least on that occasion, he's saying that. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also warns that that Allah whose name you bring in between when you are seeking your rights, then fear that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and fulfill the rights of the other person too. If every person fulfills the other's rights, his rights will automatically get fulfilled. So this fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not that fear of some animal, some lion, some tiger, or some wolf. That muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala demands that we fear his displeasure. That love that any Muslim should have in his heart for Allah Ta'ala and for his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it demands that we should fear his displeasure. What kind of a lover is that, that he doesn't fear the displeasure of the beloved? If the beloved just pulls up her face or his face for a little while, the lover becomes restless and he goes out of his way to try and make that beloved happy. And here Allah Ta'ala, who has blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our hands and feet, with our heart, liver, lungs and everything functioning, go to the hospitals and see the people that are on tubes and tied up to the beds and cannot breathe and are suffering from liver, lung, heart and all other problems. At that time we appreciate, if we have got a little bit of iman, the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us. And yet, we do not have that kind of love for Allah Ta'ala. If some person just gives a few miserable coins, the person sings his praises lifelong. That uncle I cannot forget. Whenever I was in difficulty, he always assisted me. That grandfather was so charitable and so kind and so generous. That brother of mine, that wife of mine, that husband of anybody who has been a little kind, then we sing the person's praises all the time. And that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who has been so kind, that in spite of all our sins is giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. And we say that we cannot create and develop that much love for Allah Ta'ala, that it restrains us from all that is sinful and haram and forbidden. So it is not only that the performance of salat and giving of zakat and fasting in Ramadan or going for hajj, that is farz. Those are the farais, those are the pillars. But there are so many other duties, so many other obligations, so many things that a Muslim has to stay away from it, and so many rights that he has to fulfill. The moment a child is born, he's already got somebody as his father, someone as his mother, somebody as his brother, someone as his sister. Unless, of course, they are going for the homosexual marriages now. Then we don't know whether there's a father or a mother there. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The world must wait for more disasters, more earthquakes, more shake-ups and more floodwaters. And more azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to be unleashed any time Allah Ta'ala must protect us, because we must not take it lightly. If it's happening in our society, in our community, in our neighborhood, and nobody is even concerned, and we take it as a norm, and we are quite happy, and we read those articles also as if nothing is happening in the world, just for information and for pleasure and for entertainment, then there is a great danger. Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate homosexual relationships. The Qawm of Lut, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows how not only were they destroyed by getting Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to pick up the whole earth on which they lived, Sodom and Gomorrah, that land, and take it up to the skies and turn it upside down, but to show intense anger, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then on every stone, and there was the name of each and every one that was indulging in those sinful acts, and it was being lashed at them, thrown at them, to show intense anger. Because once the person is dead, why must you throw stone at them? When they are being thrown from the top there, they are going to die. Now why must you throw stone? But that is when the person, she is showing intense anger. So we must not be shocked when we hear every day somewhere, some part of the world, earthquakes and flood waters and gale force winds and this disaster and that disaster. A Muslim must tear over it. If we cannot do much, make dua, make some effort, at least restrain our own families, our own children, people in our neighborhood. Wherever you can get your voice to reach, let it reach. And explain to the governments of the world also, whether they listen to us or don't listen. But it is our duty to convey the message to them that what you are doing is not sensible. Whether it is Tony Blair that is congratulating them or whether it is Bush that congratulates them. So if they are leading a life that animals lead in the bush, then what else do you expect? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got this beautiful system of nikah, an institution of nikah. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that it is there for this purpose, that you find sukoon, you have a partner in life. I mentioned last week also that we must come down to their levels. Why always say that they are not on our level, they are not on our wavelength, because we are very high. The greatest after Allah Ta'ala, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what great concern and fikr for the ummah he had. But he's fulfilling the rights of every wife. He's cheerful, he's happy, in the home he's not serious. When he walks in, the wives are happy to look, they look forward to his coming. These days, how many wives are saying that when our husband comes into the home, it is like some wolf has walked in. Some animal, some lion, is roaring all the time. Or barking all the time. Or stinging all the time. Now, is this the life that we want on this earth? So let us change that. But as I said, that when we are going to be disobedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala will turn our hearts. Allah Ta'ala will take away that love. I was thinking of discussing one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which came to mind whilst I was performing the nikah. But in any case, the time is expired. So I will conclude and make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Allah Ta'ala give the tawfiq to husbands to fulfill the rights of their wives and to the wives to fulfill the rights of their husbands. Always our anger is directed at those who are weaker than us. We don't direct our anger to those who are stronger than us, who are more powerful than us. The person who's got an AK-47 in his hand and we have got nothing, then at that time if he's pointing the AK-47, then we don't threaten that person. At that time we put our hands up and say, take whatever you want, but please don't shoot me. Why? Because we are seeing some kind of force and strength in that person. So our anger is always directed at those who are weaker than us. Allah Ta'ala has made them our subordinates. But if some woman has got a black belt in martial arts and on the first day she demonstrates that, then see if that husband directs his anger after that. If he hasn't got any skill in him. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to get paradise on earth. Jannat on earth. And wallah, it will become Jannat on earth, those homes. And if not, there will be Jahannam and hellfire on earth. Daily we are dealing with cases. There's infidelity. So much of extramarital relationships. So much of haram indulgences. And if by chance Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala happens to bless the person with some pious wife, or the wife is blessed with a pious husband, then they say there's no compatibility. Why? Because she's pious. Or he is pious. He wants to make 5 time namaz. He wants to stay in Sharia. He wants to be Sharia compliant. So there's no compatibility. Now imagine that nikah, which was supposed to bring peace and harmony. Now if the husband is finding the wife not compatible because she's pious. And of course, piety does not mean that they will become like aliens or people out from some other planet. Piety means that they will obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the obedience to Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this fulfillment of the rights within Sharia. And what else can bring more happiness, more joy and more peace and more satisfaction than the fulfillment of those rights? As Sharia demands. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah ta'ala bless this marriage with happiness. May Allah ta'ala make it compatible. bless them with the best of dunya, best of akhirat, and bless them with pious and righteous children. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.